Joshua Radin auf Flux FM und sein schönes Stückchen Here Right Now. Das ist der Titeltrack seiner aktuellen achten LP, die Ende 2019 erschienen ist. Heute ist der Künstler selbst erschienen, um seine Stücke nochmal live zu präsentieren. Das Ganze wird stattfinden im Silent Green am heutigen Abend. Eine tolle Location, die Joshua bespielen wird. Jetzt ist er erstmal bei mir im Studio und ich sage, hello Joshua.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thank you. It's great that you've made it into
our so glad to be here.
Little studio here.
Yeah,
so,
it's a great studio.
Yeah, I think so too. It's kind of nice. Where are you coming from right now? Have you played a show yesterday?
My tour bus had about a 15-hour drive from Stockholm.
Oh, no.
So it was mostly a drive day yesterday.
Okay.
We got into Berlin about, about 9 o'clock last night.
Okay, cool. So everything's prepared for tonight's show. You're going to play a few new songs because your album Here Right Now hasn't been out
here
for...
right now.
Yeah, it has been out for too long. I think you put it out in the end of 2019.
Yeah.
And when one's looking at the titles of the other albums, one does have the feeling that you wanted to really write about the present that surrounds you right now.
Correct.
Some of your older songs were about times that had passed already, or maybe you were thinking about the future, you know?
Yes.
But this is like about the present. When did you realize that you had to write about things that are surrounding you right now?
Well, I had sort of an epiphany sitting on the beach in Spain. I went there because I had a little writer's block, and I didn't know what to write about. And I was sitting on the beach in Spain by myself, and I locked eyes with this dog that was running around with no collar. It was just like a stray dog. And for some reason, we just locked eyes. And I don't know. I just thought, I realized something about myself, and that was that I spend all my time, my whole life, with so much anxiety about the future. And you know, thinking about what's going to happen to the world, my family, my friends, you know, anything, like just
we're all
insomnia.
Gonna die.
Yeah, like just laying in bed at night, not being able to sleep, thinking about what's going to happen next, what's going to happen next, never appreciating where I was, where I am. And I just thought, I'm going to write a song called Here Right Now. And it ended up being the first song I wrote for this album. And then it ended up being my favorite song I wrote for the album. And so I just started writing about, you know, everything I was going through right now.
Yeah, that's the advantage that dogs have, right?
Yeah.
And
well, you know, it's
They're conscious living beings, but they're not thinking about the future or the past too much. They're living in the moment, and that's something
exactly.
that you can really
remember,
learn from them. I
just
think.
Remember being so jealous of this dog when I even no home, no owner, just
no leash,
just running around in Spain, no leash, just thinking I want a little bit more of that in my life.
Yeah. And that was a great starting point, I think, for the album.
Sorry, but I wanted to say something about that song, too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but so because the inspiration for the song came from this dog, I decided to donate all the proceeds that I make from that song to this animal shelter in New York, which is the world's largest no-kill animal shelter. So if you stream the song or buy it on iTunes or whatever, anytime you listen to it, all that money goes to... save some dogs.
Yeah, and that was inspired by some friends of you who work for that place, right?
Yeah, I have some friends in the States that do a lot of work for that charity, for that organization, the North Shore Animal League of America.
Yeah,
and I've played a couple benefits for them, and they got me involved in it, and I love it. I love that organization. They're doing great work.
Cool. It's something for the animal lovers out there.
Something. Yeah, I mean, who doesn't love a dog or a cat?
Yeah, you know? Sure.
Save a dog's life.
Yeah. Just stream Joshua Radin's song Here Right Now all the time.
Yeah.
You're going to save a dog's
save
life.
Save some
maybe.
Dog's
yeah,
lives.
It's lovely. Thank you for that. It's a good idea. speaking of the fact that you give away some of your money to charity for dogs, that has something to do with the fact that you've made a little bit of money in the past with songs that have been played in TV shows and in films.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate.
Yeah,
that way.
Freed you kind of like as an artist. When I was looking at your story and I was like, wow, what a cool coincidence that he was friends with Zach Braff and that he started to put music into TV series and movies, because that's I think that's the modern way of an independent artist these days.
At least it was when I started about 15 years ago. Nowadays, it's changed a little bit. You know, everything has its trends. When I started, you know, a lot of the huge artists like the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, Bob Dylan, you know, they wouldn't let music supervisors and TV shows use their songs. So those TV shows and movies started coming to lesser known artists like myself.
Yeah.
And then as people over the years have stopped buying music, you know, it's all streaming and Spotify and, you know, like there's the music industry has lost so much money that all these companies that have the publishing rights for Dylan and Stones and Beatles, now you start hearing those songs in commercials and things like that. So I don't know if, you know, artists starting out now, younger artists now would be able to do that sort of thing like I did 15 years ago, because I didn't have to compete with the Beatles.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
For that sort of pocket, you know, nowadays, I guess the kids are going to have to find their own way
of
a different sort of thing.
Yeah, that's something that one has to watch, I really think, because it can go either way, right? It can go either way. I still think it's a good way to get your music known to a lot of different people. Because,
of course.
I mean,
the first time I came here to play in Germany, people, you know, selling out these concerts. I had never been here. Uh-huh. I didn't have any songs on the radio or, you know, it's just people had seen House or Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Or,
I mean, those shows were big. House was big. Grey's Anatomy was. That's the advantage.
Hill, 902, all these TV shows that used a ton of my songs, Scrubs, you know, I would come and people would just be like, that's how I know your songs.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. And then I started visiting radio stations.
Cool.
It was like the other way around.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. But I mean, I think it was Sony that you worked with in the very beginning, or.
Yes, exactly. And Columbia Records.
Yeah. And I think it's really nice to have a new position to negotiate from after things like these happen, because you'll be like, I mean, we can work together when you want to be a friendly label and you want to help me out. That's cool. But if you don't, I can do it on my own now. That's a good thing, man.
Yeah, that's genau.
And I just thought, well, you know, when I was a kid, the way to make your music well known all over the world was to be part of the Tony Hawk Pro Skater soundtrack.
Yeah, that's cool too, though.
That was cool.
Yeah, that's still cool.
Yeah, but
Tony Hawk is still one of the coolest guys around.
Totally. I've just read a tweet recently where he told people about the way the people looked at him over the years, and it was like when he was a teenager, people said, oh, well, you're pretty good for your age. And then things change, and now he's 50, and people are saying that again. They're like, oh, yeah, you're pretty good for your age. Now let's listen to one of the most important songs of the new album. It's called What Would You Do? Refugee Song. We'll talk about that in a few moments. And you're going to play us a little live version of Flux FM of another song.
Sure.
Joshua Radin now, Flux FM. What Would You Do? Refugee Song. What Would You Do? Refugee Song. A strong song off of the new Joshua Radin album. Das hier right now heißt ein Stück, das sich geschockt im Prinzip zeigt über die Flüchtlingspolitik der Vereinigten Staaten. Wir haben es mitbekommen, dass auch Anfang des Jahres 2019 war das vor allen Dingen, glaube ich, in den Medien, dass damals Kinder von ihren Eltern getrennt worden sind in Auffanglagern in den Vereinigten Staaten. Kinder und Eltern, die versucht haben, von Mexiko aus in die Vereinigten Staaten einzureisen, sind getrennt worden voneinander. Und das hat Joshua zu diesem Song inspired. I've read that you never wanted to be like the guy with the political slogans in a song and be like, I mean, there's only one Nazi punk's fuck off song by the Dead Kennedys, and that's great. You can't do better, I guess. So I really do understand that position. And I've talked to an artist a few weeks ago.
Well, for me, it was Dylan. You know, growing up listening to songs like Masters of War and, you know, some of his great political songs. Yeah. And I just thought, I mean, I could never write songs like Bob Dylan. I mean, no one could.
He was,
in my opinion, the greatest. And I just thought, I'm going to write about myself. That's what I know. Write what you know. That's what they say, you know? And I've never been a refugee. I've been very fortunate in my life. So I thought, how dare I, you know, try to write something like that? But I was just struck by this footage I saw on TV by these kids being separated by their families at the border. And I just thought, that's so un-American. That's just so unhuman. It's one thing to have whatever your stance on immigration is, and I understand that people have different stances, of course. And I'm not trying to make everyone see the way things I see. You know, like say I think this, you must think this. But separating little kids from their mother is—I don't know how you could make any stance. about that.
But what I realized when I was looking at that story once again is that as soon as it's about a fate of an individual or the fate of a smaller group of people, you start to realize empathetically what their situation is. You know, you feel their situation, and that's the strong thing about that song. I think that it's. Because the problem that right-wing people often have is that they see migration as a phenomenon of the masses. They just imagine masses of people come in, but they don't think they forget to think about the fact that masses are made of individuals, and there's individual fates in that group. And as soon as you look at one individual story, I think everyone's heart is kind of like opening. Even the guy who is not a pro-migration, he's going to think, man, that story is really heartbreaking. And I would flee too if I were in their position, you know?
Exactly. And you're right. I totally agree with you. It's about the individual story. And, you know, if you see a film, you remember like the movie The Bicycle Thief, that great Italian film by Vittorio De Sica, something about the, like Life is Beautiful that Roberto Benigni made years and years later. It was a very similar story. You know, if you see that sort of individual story and your heart is moved, it's a lot easier than to. Yeah, you're right. If you see things as the masses, it's too abstract.
Yeah, sure.
It just doesn't hit your heart or your head.
No. So for this record, you've put it out in end of 2019.
Yeah, just a few months ago.
Yeah. And you seem to be like a guy who needs about 2 years to make a record.
Yeah, that seems about right. Seems about right. Yeah, I'm not extremely prolific when it comes to writing. Sometimes I'll go 4, 5, 6 months without being able to write anything, and then I'll just wait for inspiration.
And then you write stuff for the whole band, and then you decide that you want to record them on your own, or vice versa, right? That's something that I read about you as well, that you change plans sometimes.
I always am changing my mind. It's sort of, my manager is, she is, she gets so frustrated with me because I'll call her from tour and say, all right, I only want to play venues that are seated now. And now I only want to play venues that are standing. And she's like, well, we have to book these so long in advance. You know, you got to. And it's hard because sometimes I want to do what I feel.
Yeah.
Which is probably why I've never really loved being on a record label, because they love to plan and they love to have this thing. And okay, 9 months from now, we're going to do this. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do a year from now.
Yeah.
I could want to make an electronic record. I don't know.
Yeah, but congratulations on the fact that you've made it into that position. I mean, there was a little bit of luck involved, but you were working hard. You've written songs that were played on TV and in films, and now you're here right now.
Yeah,
and
I spent 15 years traveling the world playing to people, which is the dream.
Yeah.
You know, just being able to support yourself doing what you love to do, and that sense of freedom. I will give up any day you know, having millions and millions of dollars, you know, and all the fame, you know, whatever, if you can just have artistic freedom.
Yeah.
That's worth its weight in gold, for sure.
Yeah. I hope people have written those last few words down so they can remember, because it's important lessons on Flux FM. You've brought an acoustic guitar with you.
No, this is your guitar.
I gave one to you,
true. I brought nothing.
And I would want you to play us a little song. Which one are we going to be listening to?
I'll try to warble my way through a version of the title track here right now.
Let's do it here right now.
Should I just start playing now?
Oh, give me just one
here
more
right
second.
Right now.
I think it's a little bit too much reverb, just like this. Now it's fine.
Does that sound okay?
Yes, it's great.
Okay.
Joshua Radin here right now, live off Lux FM.
I've seen much more than most, much less than some. Took a while to give up the ghost, thought it'd never come. There were times blood on my hands, and I tried to wash away. Outside the lines, I couldn't stand without a soft voice to say that I'm here right now, not lost, but found. And everything I've done has brought me to you. Got a scar, I don't try to hide it, it's forever mine.
heart so long to find it. Can't remember why. You'll never know what you can be till you come to realize. In the rear view, all that has hurt you, it's just a passerby. 'Cause you're here right now, not lost, but found. And everything I've done has brought me to you. And I hold my head high. You can see it in my eyes. I won't turn away. If the darkness comes, I'll stay. I'll stay 'cause I'm here right now, not lost, but found. And everything I've done has brought me to you. I'm here right now, not lost, but I'm found. And everything I've done has brought me to you. Yeah, everything I've done has brought me to you.
Stadium applause, Joshua Raiden.
And tens of people go crazy.
It's a nice little stadium that we've built in here. Thank you for that beautiful live performance.
Bitte schön.
Have great fun at Silent Green. Have you been there already to soundcheck?
No, not
it's
yet.
It's an ex-crematorium. Did you know
people
that?
People keep telling me that. It's I don't great. Even know what that is.
It's, I mean, I know what it is. I know what it is, man.
But it's so creepy.
No, it's not. Yeah. Because the guys who invented the place, I mean, after it was a crematorium, they explained to me that you don't have to worry about like ghosts or strange vibes because people... They haven't suffered there. They all were dead when they arrived.
It's still,
you know?
A lot of corpses.
A lot of corpses. Woo. But it's like that. You love the room, and for your kind of music, for whisper rock, as you call it, it's a nice little venue there.
Well, I'm
You're
looking forward
love
to it because it's sold out, and I'm just like, I'm excited to play for people in Berlin again.
Yes, but we can give away some last tickets for that sold out show.
Great.
Yeah, we can. Und wer daran möchte, der kann uns jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000-9000, Berlin 2000-9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wir verlosen Tickets für Joshua Raiden heute Abend im Silent Green. Er wird nicht ganz alleine auftreten, er hat zwei, drei Musiker mitgebracht. So you brought a lot of, not a lot of musicians, but a few musicians with
I
you.
I brought two other musicians.
So that's
so it'll be nice
fun.
And chill.
Yeah. Joshua, thanks again. You know where we live right now. You can visit us again.
I'd love to come back anytime.
Yeah, anytime.
Yeah, cool.
Meaning it.
So mega thanks. Cool.
Danke. Und bis zum nächsten Mal. Joshua Raiden. Bye-bye.